And so let's continue to worship our Lord through prayers.
天上的父，我们敬拜赞美你是欢欢喜喜的。
Dear Heavenly Father, we worship you with great joy.
因为你的恩典实在是丰盛。
Because you have abundant grace.
谢谢你把你的独生爱子赐给我们作为我们宝贵的礼物。
We want to thank you for giving your only son as a precious gift to us.
让我们借着主耶稣基督得以与你的性情有份。
So by Jesus Christ, we can be part of you.
谢谢你让我们今天也能够借着敬拜赞美献礼物给你。
And we want to thank you that by worshiping you, we also want to present you a gift.
让我们的歌声，让我们的心声在你的面前蒙悦纳。
So may our songs and our hearts be pleasing in your eyes.
我们在这里也警醒等候。
We also want to be watchful and ready.
知道你再来的日子近了。
Because we know the time of your coming is near.
求你让我们的生命一时不离开你，紧紧的与你相连。
So please keep our heart that our heart is closely connected with you.
在这个时候，我们也特别借着你赐给我们的祷告的权柄，为全地，为这个国家来代求。
Also, we want to use the privilege you gave us as Christians that we can pray for this country and pray for the world.
求你降下平安，求你赐给掌权的人有属天的智慧。
Please give us your peace and also give those in authority with the wisdom.
虽然世事很纷乱，但是我们知道你仍然做主掌王权。
Even the world looks chaotic, we know that you are still in the throne.
而且我们知道每一件事情发生都不是偶然的，你掌管每一件事情，你也掌管那个事情所发生的时间。
We know nothing comes an accident. You are in control of everything and all the time.
我们在这里就凭着信心来等候，也欢欢喜喜地盼望你的再来。
So we want to wait in faith and looking forward to your coming.
谢谢你垂听我们同心合一的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
感谢主哈，今天这个李长老哈再次给我们分享主再来的信息系列。
We want to thank God that Elder Lee is going to share with us a series of the second coming of Jesus Christ.
今天分享的题目叫警醒预备。
And today the topic is be watchful and ready.
我们把时间交给李长老。
Now, Elder David Lee, please.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早安。
My pastor say today's message title is be watchful and ready.
正如刚刚何牧师所说的，今天的主题是要警醒准备。
I have been preaching from the Olivet Discourse found in Matthew 24 and 25.
我呢从我的信息之前从这个橄榄山的讲论信息开始，从马太福音的24章25章。
I have preached three sermons already starting from May 10.
我从5月10号开始已经讲了三次的信息。
And today is the fourth message which begin from Matthew 25.
今天呢我要讲的第四篇信息是出自于马太福音25章。
I think I have two more messages before I finish the Olivet Discourse.
那么我还有两篇讲到的信息才能够完成这个橄榄山讲论信息的整个全部的系列。
So by the end of the year, I should be through with this series.
我想在年底之前我会把整个的信息讲完。
Before we go into today's message, which is based on the parable of the 10 virgins, let us read the scriptures.
那今天在我们开始讲论信息，这让我们一起来先读经，这个是有关于马太福音里十个童女的比喻。
马太福音第25章。
那时，天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎，其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油，聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。半夜有人喊着说，新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。那些童女就都起来收拾灯。愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的同他进去坐席，门就关了。其余的童女随后也来了，说，主啊，主啊，给我们开门。他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
At that time the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight the cry rang out, Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out. No, they replied, there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves. But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later the others also came. Sir, sir, they said, open the door for us. But he replied, I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour.
Today's message comes with a theme song called 10 Virgins Meeting the Bridegroom.
今天的信息呢也有跟着会有一个主题的这个回应诗歌，叫做十个童女迎新郎。
I found out that very often when God give me a message, he give me a song.
我发现呢，每次当神赐给我一个信息的时候，他也会赐给我一首歌。
Yeah, and this song came rather miraculously without me looking for a song to match the theme.
这首歌呢几乎是在这个神经般的临到我，而不是我自己主动去找到这首歌的。
Yeah, this is a beautiful song, kind of like a Chinese folk song, and there cannot be another song more appropriate than this for the message.
这首歌呢非常美丽，就像是中国的民俗歌谣一样，我再也找不到比我今天信息更符合的这首歌了。
Yeah, let us hear a short version of this song.
让我们先听一下这首歌一个短版。
A parable warning the world to be ready for Jesus' second coming.
有关十个童女的这个比喻呢，是一个对世界的警告，要大家准备好迎接耶稣第二次的降临。
Let us look at the context of the parable.
让我们来看一下比喻的这个上号上下文。
Starting from Matthew 24 verse 37, it tells us about the days of Noah. And in those days, people were warned about coming judgment for a long time. Still, they ignored the warning and they were caught unprepared when the flood came.
那么在十个童女之前的这个经文是吗？太福音24:37-39讲到说，在挪亚的时代呢，人们已经被警告了说这个审判的日子要来，而且是很长的一段时间，但是呢他们都忽略这些警告，而且是在没有准备的状况之下，意外的这个大洪水就来到。
And then in the following verse it says some people will be taken away suddenly, they were wretched, while others who were not ready will be left behind.
然后马太福音24:40-42提到说，有一些准备好的人就会被提，突然被提，但是那些没有准备的呢，就会被落在后面。
And then after that, it tells about Jesus will come unexpectedly like a thief at night. But if the house owner had known that this would happen, he would have made preparation and would not be broken into.
那么接下来他就讲到说，人子来的时候也是很是在一个意外没有准备的情况，就像是贼突然来到。那如果说呢，这个家主已不知道的话，然后他一知道的话，如果做了准备的话呢，他的房子就不会被这个贼给入侵了。
And then just before Matthew 25, it talked about a household master comes back home unexpectedly at a time his servant were unaware of. The servant who has been faithful doing his job was rewarded, whereas another servant who indulged himself because he thought the master will not be coming back so soon,He was caught and punished.
然后接下来就提到，就是说家主呢突然之间就回来了，那么他的在这个仆人都不知道的情况之下，那一些忠心的仆人已经做准备的就得到了报酬，但是那些懒惰的仆人没有做准备的呢就被处罚了，被惩罚。
Now do you look at all the texts I put in red color, it tells us that Jesus will come back suddenly, unexpectedly, and unawarely.
大家看一下我刚刚提到这些经文当中我用红字标出来的，就是耶稣再来的时候是在大家没有准备，没有期待，不知道的情况之下。
And we should be ready and prepare.
而我们所要做的就是准备好，预备好。
Okay. The parable setting is a first century Jewish wedding.
那么这个比喻呢，是以当时在那个时候的这个犹太人的婚宴来做一个婚礼来做一个背景。
The Jewish wedding has three phases. The first phase is engagement.The fathers make a contract to give their son and daughter to each other for marriage.
那么在犹太婚宴的第一个阶段是婚聘的阶段，那就是双方的父母呢会定一个婚约，把他们的儿子或女儿许诺给对方。
The second phase is betrothal. The couple comes together before their families and friends and make binding vows and covenant to each other.They are then considered officially married.
那么第二个阶段呢是订婚的阶段，也就是这对新人呢会在亲友的面前来到聚在一块，互相交换誓言跟信物，那么在那个时候他们就被视为正式的结婚了。
And after the ceremony, the couple will go back to live with their parents and wait for the wedding.
那么在这个典礼结束之后呢，这对新人会回到自己双方父母的家跟父母同居，然后等待婚宴的来到。
Now, during that time, the bridegroom will start preparing a place for the bride to live with him, and the bride will wait at her parents' house for the bridegroom to return and take her.
那么在这个等待的期间呢，这个新郎会准备一个给新娘住的地方。那么这个新娘呢，就会回到自己父母的家，等待着新郎来迎娶她。
The first phase is the bridegroom comes back with his best friend to take the bride. He usually arrives in the evening.
到了第三个阶段，就是新郎会跟着他的伴郎们，他最好的朋友们来迎娶这个新娘，通常是在傍晚的时候到达。
Now this.Parable of the ten virgins is about phase three of this wedding.
那么这十个童女的比喻呢，就是有关于这个婚礼第三个阶段的情况。
The bride was waiting at her home with her bridesmaids, the ten virgins, for the bridegroom to arrive.
这位新娘呢，就在父母的家跟她的十个伴娘，也就是十位童女呢，一起等着新郎的来到。
They all dress up in wedding garments and carry torches, since it will take place in the evening.
他们呢都穿着这个婚宴的礼服，而且准备好了这个火把，而不是灯，因为呢这个婚宴通常是在傍晚的时候才开始。
Yeah, the translation and the song and the picture.Say lamb, it is incorrect in the original language, and some of the English translation is torches.
那么有些翻译跟刚刚一些歌里面都提到的所谓的这个灯，其实是不正确的，因为其实当时应该是个火把。
When the bridegroom arrives, the party will all parade through the night street carrying their torches.And singing on their way to the bridegroom's house, where the wedding celebration will be held for 7 days.
那么当新郎来到之后呢，他们就会这个在这个街上呢，夜晚的时候在街上带着自己的火把开始游行、唱歌，一路走到新郎的家，然后这个婚宴会进行这样长达七天的这个庆祝。
Now this is a picture of Christ coming back to claim his bride.Which is a church.
那么这其实也是一幅当这个耶稣基督会回来迎娶他的新娘，也就是教会的一个情况的比喻。
In John 14, Jesus promised his disciples, "In my Father's house are many rooms. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am."
在约翰福音14:2-3，耶稣他对他的门徒承诺说，在我的父家里面有许多的住处，我去原是为你们预备地方去，我必再来接你们到我那里去，我在那里也叫你们也在那里。
Let us look at the characters and the object in this parable, what they stand for.
那我们来看看这个预约当中的这些角色，他们是分别代表什么呢？
The bridegroom is Jesus Christ.
这里面比喻的新郎就是耶稣，主耶稣自己。
And the virgins or the bridesmaids represent professing Christians who came to be related to the bridegroom and interested in welcoming his return.
那么这里面的十个童女，也就是伴娘们呢，代表是自称为基督徒的，就是自称为说跟这个新郎有关系，而且呢非常欢迎他再来的。
Everybody asks, where's the bride?
那很多大家都在问说，那新娘在哪呢？
She's not mentioned in the parable because the focus here is the bridegroom and the bridesmaid.
那么在这个比喻当中，新娘没有被提到，因为这个焦点是放在新郎跟这个伴娘十童女身上。
And then the lamps, or the, actually the torches, is symbolized God's word that lights up our way.
那么这个灯也就是火把呢，代表的是说是神的话能够照亮我们脚前的路。
The oil is the fuel that sustains the torch flame. It symbolizes the Holy Spirit inside a Christian.
那么这个油呢，也就是说能够让火把继续点燃的，它代表的就是在基督徒心中的圣灵。
It is the Holy Spirit that light up God's word inside us and energizes.
也正是圣灵呢，是把这个神的话在我们心里面能够显明照亮出来，并且使我们能够得力。
Romans chapter 8 tells us if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ.
罗马书上提到说，人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
And Jesus told Nicodemus, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of the water and the Spirit.
那么耶稣曾经对尼哥底母说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
The ten virgins look very much alike on the outside, but inside is very different, and the Bible put them into two groups.
那十位童女呢，从外面来看都非常的相似，但是从内心来看呢，是非常的不一样，所以圣经把他们区分成两个不同的群组。
It's interesting that the Bible does not distinguish the virgins between good and bad.Or thoughtful and thoughtless, but between wise and foolish.
那么有趣的是，圣经并不是按照好或坏，有思想或没有思想来区分这两组童女，而是依照，是聪明的和愚拙的。
The wise virgin symbolized genuine Christians.
那么聪明的童女代表的是，真正的基督徒。
The foolish virgin symbolizes self-deceived believers.
那么这个愚拙的童女代表的是自我欺骗的这些所谓的信徒。
Jesus said those who hear his word and put them into practice are wise men, whereas those who don't are foolish.
因为耶稣自己说过，说凡听见他的话又去行的，就是智慧人，但是不去行的就是愚拙的。
The wise virgin was serious about welcoming the return of the bridegroom, so they prepare extra oil for their torches.
那么这些聪明的童女呢，他们是非常认真的在欢迎这个新郎的来到，所以他们还准预备了多余的油，好让他的火把继续可以燃着。
The foolish ones were not serious about it and didn't bother to make preparation.
但是愚拙的呢，他就不是真的很认真在对待事情，所以根本就不想要再去做准备。
This matter reveals their heart and their difference.
那么这件事反映的就是聪明跟愚拙之间这个心的这个差别。
I made a table listing the external similarity between the virgins and professing Christians.
我做了一个表格，向大家来展示说，从外在来看，这个十童女，还有所谓自称的基督徒，他们的这个相似的地方。
And then the internal differences among the virgins and professing Christians.
也另外一个部分呢，是在那个图是在展示从内心来看这十童女跟这些自称为基督徒的内心的相似地方。
I make this table in both English and Chinese, but the Chinese one looks much more neat.
那么我是做了用英文，同时用英文跟中文来做这个表格，然后那中文看起来是更简洁。
So I'm going to use the Chinese one to speak on this.
那所以我要把这个，我要用这个中文版的这个表格呢给大家看来解释。
First of all, between the、wise and foolish virgins, they all enjoy participating in the wedding ceremony.
第一个呢，来看说聪明跟愚拙的童女，他们都乐于参加这个婚礼。
We all like to attend wedding, don't we?
我们都很喜欢参加婚礼，不是吗？
Yeah.It's time to wear those beautiful、evening gowns to show off and、to enjoy the food and the fun.
那么呢，那个是那个场合刚好可以让我们大家穿上漂亮的礼服哈，然后呢吃好的食物，然后呢享受美好的时光。
And for the, all the believers, they like to attend church activities.Worship, Sunday school, and fellowship.
那么对于很多基督徒来说，他们都很乐于参加教会的活动，崇拜、主日学或团契。
We all enjoy those things.
我们都喜欢。
And for the virgin, they all wear the same, evening gowns.
那么所有的童女呢，都穿上一样的礼服。
And for the believers, they all look like Christians.
那么对信徒来说，也是从外表看好像都像基督徒。
For the virgin, they were all waiting for the bridegroom.
那么对使童女来说呢，从外在看，他们都在等候新郎来。
And all the believers believe Christ will return and wait for him.
那么所有对信徒来说，也是他们都相信主会再来，并且等候他。
Hopefully, because some don't believe Jesus will come back.
希望是如此，因为还有人、根本不相信耶稣会再来。
For the virgin, they all take the torches.
那么童女们都手里拿着火炬。
And for all the believers, they uphold the Bible and they have good behavior.
那么信徒呢，从外在来看呢，也都高举圣经，并且有好的这个表现。
Now here comes the difference inside. The wise virgins, they actively prepare extra lamb oil.
那么现在来看，在从内在的分别，就是聪明的这些童女们，她积极预备额外的灯油。
The foolish ones, they were too lazy and don't bother to prepare the lamb oil, extra lamb oil.
那愚拙的童女呢，她根本懒得要预备额外的灯油。
Even though the flame in their torches gone out.
那么所以呢，他们的火炬火把呢就熄灭了。
For the believers, the genuine Christians, they are born again. There is an indwelling Holy Spirit inside that make them shine and bear fruit.
那么从基督徒来看，真的信徒是真的是历经重生，有内住的圣灵使他们发亮并结果子。
But the false one they don't have, and the spiritual life is dry and dead.
但是假的信徒并没有，他们里面没有内住的圣灵，所以灵命就慢慢枯死。
All the virgins say they know the bridegroom, but the bridegroom say he doesn't know the foolish virgins.
那么从十个童女都说自己认识新郎，但是新郎却说他不认识那些愚拙的童女。
All the believers say they know Christ, but the Lord say he doesn't know those who are not true Christians.
那么所有的基督信徒呢，都说他们是认识基督的，但主却说不认识那些假信徒。
The foolish virgin were not admitted to the banquet.
那么愚拙的童女呢，被耶稣拒绝，被新郎拒绝进入婚宴。
And the false Christians, they will not be permitted to enter the kingdom of heaven.
那那些假信徒呢，也是会被耶稣拒绝进入天国。
It took me a while to put this table together, and if you like it, you can download this entire PowerPoint from the church website.
我呢花费了一不少时间来做这个表格，如果你喜欢想要保留的话，大家可以上我们教会的网站把它下载下来。
All my sermon PowerPoints are on the church website.
那我所有这个主日讲到的信息都在教会的网站上。
Okay, well, the Bible comes late and all the virgins became drowsy and fell asleep.
那么这个故事告诉我们，新郎他来迟了，所有十个童女呢都睡着了。
At midnight the cry went out, he's the bridegroom, come out to meet him.
那么到了半夜的时候，忽然有声音叫起来说，新郎来了，赶快来迎接新郎。
Now everyone expects a wedding to be an evening event. That's why the torches are lifted.
大家呢都期待说是婚宴是在傍晚举行，所以才需要有火把。
But starting a wedding at midnight is really too late.
但是呢，在半夜办婚宴实在是太晚了。
People ought to be in bed by midnight.
通常呢，在深夜的时候，人们都已经上床睡觉了。
So all the 10 virgins, wise or foolish, watchful or not, all fell asleep.
所以这十个童女呢，不管是聪明还是愚拙，是不是在警醒着，全部都睡着了。
Four times the Bible tells us Jesus will return late at night like a thief in the darkest hour of night when everyone has fallen asleep.
我们在圣经中至少有四次被警示说耶稣基督回来的日子就像是贼在夜晚突然临到，是在最至暗的时刻，是在大家通通都睡着的时候。
Now for the past 2,000 years countless faithful Christians waited for the return of Christ and have fallen asleep.
在过去的2000年当中呢，难以数计的基督忠实的基督信徒呢，不断的在等着耶稣基督到来，而且最后都睡了。
Since Christ didn't come back during their lifetime, and they have fallen asleep, let us ask, have they waited in vain?
那既然耶稣基督呢，在他们活着的这段生命的期间都没有再来。那这些基督徒睡了以后，他们是不是白等呢？
The answer is no.
答案是否定的。
When Christ returns, they will be awakened, resurrected, and caught up to meet the Lord in the air together with those still living.
那么当耶稣再来的时候呢，他们会被唤醒复活，然后就会被提在空中与耶稣基督相遇，在铁萨罗尼迦前书四章十五到十七节，然后跟这些活着的基督徒一起跟主相遇。
They will wake up like the five virgins, five wise virgins, and ready to meet Christ and enter the banquet, because they were prepared and they were ready before they died.
那么他们就会像十个或他们都会被唤醒，然后就像这十个聪明的童女一样去参加。耶稣的婚宴，因为他们在生前已经预备好了，在他们睡着之前做好了准备。
So we can find in many Christians' gravestones have this verse, awaiting Christ's return.
所以我们可以发现很多基督徒他们在他们的墓碑的石头上写着这几个字，后主再来。
Whether Christ returns in our lifetime or not,Jesus expects us to be prepared and ready to meet him.
所以呢，不管是不是在我们有生之年，基督耶稣会再回来，我们都被耶稣期待着说要做好准备去再次的见主。
Do we have enough oil?
那我们的油够吗？
At midnight, the cry went out, he's the bridegroom, come out to meet him.
半夜呢，突然有声音喊着说新郎来了，赶快出来见迎接他。
And then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their torches. The foolish ones said to the wise keep some of the oil. Our torches are going out.
那那些童女就都起来收拾灯。愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。
The foolish virgin woke up to the fact that they were not prepared to meet the bridegroom, and there is no time to prepare now.
那么这些愚拙的童女呢，就是突然间醒过来，发现他们根本没有准备好，然后现在也没有办法做准备了。
Sicky believers will one day wake up to the fact that they were unprepared to meet Christ.Unprepared to face judgment.
那那一些呢信仰不坚定的基督徒有一天会发觉呢，他们醒来，但是他们根本没有做好准备要见耶稣，没有办法来面对做好准备最后的审判。
The foolish virgin got an idea. Perhaps they could ride on the wise virgin's coattail, get a share of their extra oil.
那么呢，这些愚拙的童女呢，忽然间想到一个主意，说也许他们可以搭这些聪明童女的顺风车，从他们那里分一点油。
The wise virgin say no.
但是呢，这些聪明的童女就回答他们说不。
They cannot share the extra oil.
他们不能够分享他们的油。
Salvation and spiritual matters are not transferable.
那么救赎跟这个有关于属灵的事是不能够再把它转给别人的。
No one can hitch a free ride to heaven through a relationship with others.
没有人可以借着跟别人的关系呢搭着便车进入天堂。
You can't be saved because you have godly parents, siblings, spouse, or pastors.
你不可能透过你那个属灵的父母、你的兄弟姐妹、你的配偶或者是牧师而因此进入天堂。
Each person must strive to secure his own salvation and personal relationship with Christ.
每一个人都要努力来确定自己能够得救，并且能够确定自己跟主耶稣有个人的关系。
Salvation is priceless, but.It is a free gift to those who truly believe and ask for it.
救恩是无价的，但是一个礼物，预备好要给那些真正要相信并且想要得到的人。
Likewise, the Holy Spirit, which is symbolized here, as the oil, is a free gift to those who want it and ask for it. But you need to get it before the store closes at midnight.
同样的呢，圣灵也是一个免费的礼物，要赐给那些想要并且真心想要得到的人。但是呢，你要得到这个礼物，你得要动作快，在店关门之前拿到。
God's most precious gift to the world is His Son Jesus and His Holy Spirit.
神给这个世界最珍贵的礼物就是他的儿子耶稣，还有主圣灵。
Jesus said.If you knew the gift of God and asked Him, He would have given you the living water.
耶稣说，你若知道神的恩赐，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
That's what Jesus said to the Samaritan woman.
这个是耶稣对那个撒玛利亚妇人说的。
And He also said, If you then, though you are evil, know how to giveGood stuff to your children. How much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
那么耶稣也同样说，你们虽然不好，尚且知道把好东西给自己的儿女，何况天父岂不更要把圣灵赐给求他的人吗？
While the foolish virgins were on their way to buy oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgin.Who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut.
那么，当愚拙童女去买油的时候，新娘到了，那预备好了的就进去与她同坐席，门就关了。
Please notice, those who were ready went in.
请注意到，是那些准备预备好了的进去坐席了。
In the days of Noah, People were warned about coming judgment. They have been warned for a long time, 120 years.
在挪亚的时代呢，世人当时都受到了警告，说最后的审判要来到，而这个警告的时间长达120年。
Noah was 600 years old when the flood water came on the earth. And Noah and his son, his wife, and his son's wife all entered the ark to escape the flood water. And the Lord closed the door of the ark and they were shut in.
当洪水泛滥在地上的时候，挪亚整600岁，挪亚就从他的妻子和儿子儿媳妇都进入到方舟躲避洪水，耶和华就把他关在方舟里。
God shut the door himself.
神亲自的把方舟的门关上。
And after the door of the ark was shut, no one can get in.
那么一旦这个方舟的门关上之后，没有，再也没有人可以进得来。
The door to salvation will one day be closed.
救恩的门有一天。救恩的门有一天会关上，而最后的审判会来到。
So the foolish virgin came after the door had been shut, and they say, "Sir, sir, open the door for us."
那么稍后这些愚拙的童女也来了，然后大喊着说：“主啊，主啊，给我们开门。”
This is like what Jesus said in Matthew 7.Not everyone who say to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
这就像是耶稣在马太福音七章里面21节所讲的，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我父旨意的人才能进去。
Well, the foolish virgin says, Sir, sir, open the door for us.But the Bible replied, I tell you the truth. I don't know you.
那么这些愚拙的童女们就大喊着说，主啊，主啊，给我们开门。他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
Now, let us think about this carefully.
让我们好好的仔细思考一下。
The real reason the foolish virgin could not get in wasn't because they fell asleep,or because they came late, or because they didn't have extra oil for their torches.
真正他们这些愚拙的童女不能够进去坐席的原因，并不是因为他们睡着了，或是因为他们来晚了，或是因为他们没有额外的油。
The bridegroom said the real reason was because he doesn't know them.
这个新郎说出真正的原因是说他不认识他们。
This is the same reason Jesus said in Matthew 7 that many people cannot get into the kingdom of heaven.
这也是耶稣在这个马太福音七章里说的，很多人不能够进入天国的真正的原因。
Jesus said, Not everyone who say to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. I will tell them plainly.I never knew you.
耶稣说，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国。我就明白地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们。
So, here's the key.
所以呢，关键就在于是。
And this is the most important part of today's message.
这是今天的信息里最重要的地方。
Is to be known by God.
就是我们要被神所认识。
We all want to get into heaven, right?
我们都想进天国，是吗？
We need to be known by God.
那你就要被神所认识。
But what does known by God mean?
但是被神所认识是什么意思呢？
Known by God means having an intimate relationship with God.
被神所认识代表着说你跟神有一个亲密的关系。
Not having a...intellectual or mental knowledge of him.
而不是在这个脑子里有一个知识上所认识的一个神。
The Bible used know to describe Adam's intimacy with Eve.
圣经呢用认识这个字来形容亚当跟他妻子夏娃的亲密关系。
Many English Bible use the word know or knew from Genesis chapter 4:1.
在很多的英文圣经里面呢，他们用了这个认识 know 或是 knew 这个字。
But the Chinese translation is very good. It says, Adam had an intimate moment with Eve.
那么中文的翻译呢，就也是翻得很好，是在讲说亚当和他的妻子夏娃同房。
Some English translation also have similar word.
那么有一些的英文翻译版本，圣经版本也有类似的这个用词。
So knowing someone is to have an intimate relationship with the person.
当我们说认识某某人的时候，是代表的是跟一个某某人有非常亲密的关系。
Secondly, know by God means owned by God and following Jesus.
第二就是被神所认识，代表着你是被神所拥有，而且是跟随神的。
Yeah, that's right. We belong to God. When we belong to God, we are known by God.
是的，当我们属于神的时候，我们就被神所认识。
Jesus said,I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep.
耶稣说我是好牧人，我认识我的羊。
His sheep, he said, it belongs to him.
他说他的羊，那是属于他的羊。
Whoever belongs to him is known by him.
那么凡是属于他的，也就被他所认识。
Not only that, my sheep know me.
不只是如此，我的羊也认识我。
So it is a mutual knowledge. He knows us and we know him.
所以呢，这个是一个双方彼此的关系。耶稣认识羊，羊也认识他。
Not only do we know, but the sheep listen to his voice and follow him.
而且不光只是认识他的羊呢，认得耶稣的声音，而且跟随他。
Let us think about it. Do we hear Jesus' voice?
让我们来想一想，我们听得见耶稣的声音吗？
Are we following him or we go our own way?
我们是跟随着耶稣吗？还是随着自己的意思？
Firstly, known by God means loving God.
另外就是 当你被神所认识，代表的就是你爱耶稣，你爱神。
Look at these words. In a1 Corinthians chapter 8, but if one loves God, one is known by him.
在哥林多前书第八章第三节里这么说，如果有人爱神，这人是神所认识的。
Do you love God?
你爱神吗？
You love God, he knows you.
如果你爱神，那他就认识你。
Fourthly, known by God means to know God.
那么同样的，被神所认识也代表着你认识神。
This is another word. In Galatians 4, it says, but now that you know God, or let's put it another way, it is known by God.
那么在加拉太书里面这样讲说，现在你们既然认识神，更可说是被神所认识的。
So, if we know God, we are known by God.
所以呢，如果我们认识神，我们也就被神所认识。
Do we know God?
我们认识神吗？
I don't mean a head knowledge. I mean, do I have a relationship with him?
对，我说的不是只是脑里面的那个知识，而是说我们跟神有关系吗？
And how well do we know him?
那么我们认识神有多少呢？
Is it casually or intimately?
我们跟神的关系只是很随意的，还是非常亲密的？
So, Paul set a very good example how he strives to know Christ.
那么保罗呢就设下一个非常好的榜样，让怎么样的努力来认识神。
This is what he say, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
那么保罗说的很好，说我也把万事当作是有损的，因为我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，为了他我把万事都抛弃了。
Yeah, for his sake, I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish.
他为了神，把万事当作是有损的，当成是废物。
You know, as I think about the pandemic, there is something good about it.
你知道吗？当我想到现在这个病毒流行的时候，这当中也有好的这个功课。
In the pandemic, we lost a lot of things.
在这个病毒流行的时候，我们失去了很多。
We cannot go out to travel.
我们不能去旅行。
We cannot go to restaurant.
我们不能去餐馆。
Now, we cannot go to movie.
不能去看电影。
And we cannot go to watch sports.
Sorry.
Event.
我们不能够去看运动比赛。
And we cannot even social with our friends.
我们甚至不能跟朋友们呢来社交活动。
We lost all these things, but we gained more time to be with Jesus Christ.
我们失去了这一些，但是呢，我们却可以有了更多跟耶稣基督相处的时间。
To read His words.
来读耶稣的话
，and communicate with him，
并且与他能够沟通。
Well, so if we spend time and try to know him, we'll know him well, as God knows us very well.
如果我们努力的来认识他，我们就会更认识他，知道他更多。
I love Psalm 139. It tells us how well God knows us.
我非常喜欢呢诗篇139篇，他告诉我们说神对我们认识的有多深多好。
He utterly knows us.
他呢非常的了解我们。
It says, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me.
他说耶和华你已经鉴察我认识我。
You perceive my thought. You know what I'm thinking.
你从远处就知道了我的意念。
Before I say anything, you already know what I was going to say.
我的舌头还没有发言，你已经完全知道了。
You are familiar with all my ways.
我一切所行的你都熟悉。
You know my style, and you know the way I do things.
你知道我的风格，你知道我所有做的事。
You know me inside out.
你完全知道我的内在，我的外在。
I really come to recognize this is the way God knows me.
我慢慢的了解到，这就是神对认识我的方式。
For example, I told you when I prepared this message, God gave me a song.
就像我刚刚跟大家说的。当我在准备这个信息的时候，神就赐下给我一首歌。
So God knows what I'm doing.
神知道我在做。
He gave me what I want.
神完全知道我在做什么，而且给了我想要的。
Well, I find out in experience that my wife knows me much better than I know her.
我从呢这个生活经验里面知道说我太太了解我胜于我了解她。
She knows me inside out.
她从内到外都认识我。
She knows my thinking. She knows what I was going to say, and she knows the way I act.
她知道我在想什么，她知道我要说什么，她知道我是谁。
And quite often when she was upstairs in the room And I was downstairs, she knew what I was doing.
啊，经常呢，就是当她在楼上，我在楼下的时候，她也知道我在楼下在做什么。
She's like a surveillance camera.
她在我的房间里装了侦查的镜头。
Well, such knowledge is too wonderful for me.
那么这样子的知识实在太奇妙了。
Well, now let us look at this number ratio, 5 out of 10.
那我们来看看这里面提到的一个数字啊，10个当中有5个。
Now, while this number should not be taken literally to imply only half of all professing Christians will get into the heaven, but that ratio does tell us it is a large percentage.
我们不要光从表面上来做结论说，哦，十个人当中有五个，不能，就是说是只是自称的基督徒不能够进入天国的。但是呢，这个比例仍然是非常的惊人，告诉我们说会有许多的人没有办法进入天国。
Yeah, Jesus said many will be denied their entry in the kingdom of heaven in the Matthew chapter 7.
Yeah, 那么耶稣自己在马太福音第七章里面就讲过，许多人呢，他们会被否认，不能够进入天国的门。
This is shocking.
这是很令人震惊的。
This ratio also tells us that it's a serious problem in the church.
这个比例呢，也告诉我们在教会里有非常严重的问题。
So what is the problem?
那么问题是什么呢？
First of all, many don't really understand the true gospel.
首先呢，很多人根本不明白真正的福音是什么。
Especially in churches where prosperity, social,or political gospel are preached.
特别是在那些教会里面是指传讲怎么样能够发财繁荣，然后谈这些社会或政治议题的福音的这些教会。
You know prosperity gospel, right?
你们知道这个传繁荣发财的这个教会的福音是什么意思？
成功神学。
啊，是成功神学。
Yeah, okay. If youbelieve Jesus, everything will go smooth, nothing bad will happen to you.
也就是说，当你相信耶稣基督之后，所有所做的凡事尽都顺利，不会有任何的坏事在你身上发生。
Social gospel talking about justice, equality, etc.
那么所谓的这些社会的福音呢，代表的就是在讲这些平等啊，然后社会改革。
And doing good work in the society.
并且在社会上呢，要行出好的行为来。
And then for little gospel, especially in this election year.
那么呢，在讲政治福音的，尤其是在这个选举的年的时候呢。
Yeah, some politicians would love to get on the pulpit of large churches and say something to get votes.
那么有一些呢，这个政治人物就很喜欢到大教会里面去讲话，然后呢，借这个机会呢，能够争取选票。
Or hold up a Bible and take a picture in front of a church.
或者呢，是在手上拿着这个圣经啊，到着这个教会去照张相。
Well, MGC is definitely not one of those churches.
那么，但是我们在马里兰福音教会绝对不是其中的一个教会。
Number two, people are not serious about God.
第二个就是指的一群人是说那些没有认真对待上帝的这些人。
They have incorrect motives.
他们呢，或者是动机不正确。
For example, get a sense of eternal security to meet or find friends or an opportunity to show off.
那么这一群人呢，或者是想要得到一种这个永远的这个安全感，或者是来教会里面找朋友的，或者是想要来这边找一些机会，能够来这里来这里炫耀的，他们都不是来找神的。
They are not seeking God.
他们不是来找神的。
The thirdly, the faith of many stay in their head, but didn't get into their heart.
第三种人呢，就是说信仰是停留在他们的脑袋里，没有真的进入他们的心里。
And lastly, many are not born again.
最后呢，就是说很多人其实并没有得到重生。
And even among some who appear to be very religious, respectable, moral, noble, and biblical, knowledgeable, like Nicodemus.
那么他们这些人呢，外表看起来非常的敬虔，很受人尊重，有道德，高贵，甚至是说有拥有丰富的圣经知识，像尼哥底母这样的人。
In the book of Amos, there's such a word, prepare to meet your God.
那么在亚蒙斯书里面有这么一句话说，要预备好见你的主。
Pastor John MacArthur preached a sermon also on this parable of the ten virgins, and the title is called The Faith of the Unprepared.
那么麦克阿瑟这位牧师呢，他也以十童女的这个故事比喻呢，讲预备了一点讲道的讯息。那这个讯息的主题就是说，没有预备好见主者的那个命运。
You can listen or read.This sermon on his church website, gty.org.
那么大家从这个 gty.org 呢，可以听或者是来看他的这篇信息。
Yeah, just search for this title or for the scripture.
你可以用这个标题来搜寻。
Pastor MacArthur submitted this sermon to some publishers.
那么麦克阿瑟牧师呢，把他这边讲到的信息送给一个出版商。
He said, I wrote an article on this and the publisher refused to publish it in a magazine. They said, it would upset people. And so, we let people go to hell in self-deception.
麦克阿瑟牧师就讲了，当他把这篇这个讲道信息送给出版商的时候，他们拒绝在这个杂志上发表，因为他们说这个讲道会让很多人不高兴，所以呢，我们宁可让人去下，在自我欺骗的情况下下地狱。
That is some of the message here.
让我今天来为我的信息做个总结。
There are two and four Christians mixed in the church.Like the wise and foolish virgins, they look indistinguishable outside.
那么在教会里面呢，有真的也有假的基督徒都混合在一块，就像是聪明跟愚拙的童女，从外表看他们是一样的。
Many will be shocked to find out that in the very last moment, they are not prepared to meet God, but it will be too late.
很多人都会很震惊地发现，在最后的时候，他们没有预备好要见主，而且那个时候已经太晚。
Personal relationship with Christ is what counts. We cannot ride on other people's coattail to get into heaven.
那么，跟耶稣建立个人的关系是非常之关键。我们不可能搭着别人的顺风车进入天国。
We cannot borrow what must be purchased.
我们呢不能够用借的方式来得到那些必须要去买到的东西。
We cannot recall lost opportunities.
我们也没有办法再重新得到已经失去的机会。
This parable does not intend to make our salvation uncertain. Rather, it intends to warn those with a false sense of security.
这个比喻呢，并不是要让我们对我们得救救赎这件事情感到不确定，但是是要警告那些自以为有安全感的人。
And lastly, this parable concludes with this repeated warning. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour.
那么这个比喻最后呢，它是以再三的这个提醒作为一个总结，然后结束，就是说你们要警醒， 因为那日子那时辰你们不听到。
So, just exactly how should we prepare for Jesus' return?
那么到底我们要怎么样才能准备为耶稣的再来做好准备呢？
Come and listen to next week's sermon, but it will not be me preaching.
那么请大家欢迎来再来听下一次的我的讯息的布道。
It is an important message that we must listen to.
这是一个大家都必须要听的关非常重要的讯息。
Let us conclude today's message by listening to the song, Ten Virgins Go Out to Meet the Bridegroom.
那我们现在呢，以十个童女迎新郎作为今天回应的诗歌。
谢谢David Lee 长老给我们分享的信息。
Thanks, Elder David Lee, for sharing this message.
很宝贵，让我们有一点时间哈，可以在神的面前来检查我们自己的心。
It's very precious that we can spend time to look at our heart before God.
也提醒我们，神给我们宝贵的圣灵哈，是何等的重要。
It's also a reminder that the precious Holy Spirit came from God is so important.
圣灵在我们的里面啊，可以跟我们的心同证，我们是有得救的确据的人。
Because the Holy Spirit inside of us can prove that we are saved.
原在我们当中还没有真正重生得救的朋友们呢，被提醒。
We also wish this is a reminder to those who have not been born again.
你现在还来得及。
You still have time.
你此时此刻愿意来全心的归向神，神都悦纳你。
If you want to receive God's salvation, God will be pleased.
因为我们今天每一个哈在这里听到这篇信息的人，都一个不落的哈进入神的国度。
So I wish that everyone who hear the message today will all enter God's kingdom.
让我们一起来起立啊，领受上帝的赐福，唱三一颂。
So now let's stand up and sing doxology together.
愿赐平安的神亲自使我们每一个人全然成圣，愿我们的灵与魂与身子得蒙上帝的保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。好，大家请坐。接下来。